Free Talk Live, and of course, you can bring up anything that you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's Ian here. Oh, Daryl, did I turn your mic on? I didn't. Let's try that
again. And Daryl.
There we go. All right, normally you're sitting in the other chair.
So yeah.
Thrown me off. Daryl now joining us on Friday nights rather than Monday nights, and of course, we will take your calls. In fact, you're going to be joining us again for a bonus Daryl edition tomorrow night.
And next Saturday as well.
As Mark is out of town and is going to be at the Bitcoin conference down in Miami. So we'll probably be hearing from Mark if he manages to get pulled away for a brief moment to call in and give us an update on some of the goings-on down there. Now, of course, we'll take your calls about anything. That is the point of Free Talk Live, and the toll-free number is here for you thanks to ProXPN. That number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. We also have Skype. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. Just send us a contact request. If you're not already on our contact list, send a contact request to lrn.fm. It will be accepted, and then you'll be able to get on the air via Skype, which usually sounds pretty great. So use that. If you have a choice, go ahead and choose Skype, because you want to sound better. You want to make sure that people can understand your words and the wideband sound that you get from Skype compared to the regular phone. Makes a big difference there. So plenty of stuff to talk about here tonight, including a kind of a shocking story, I think, for a lot of people about a study that was done regarding marijuana usage and teenagers using marijuana. We read a portion of a piece by Ernest Iztook. I think it was earlier this week. This Ernest Iztook character is a former congressman, I think. He went off to do his own talk show, which ultimately completely bombed. He got something like 3 affiliates during his time as a talk show host, which lasted for approximately 1 year, as I understand it. And now he was writing for the Washington Times. It was the day after Obama's change of heart about the marijuana issue, which came out. That news hit the mainstream on Monday. Obama had done an interview with the New Yorker, and in that interview, he had completely changed his position on marijuana. He admitted that not only had he used it, he felt that it was a vice, but at the same time, he admitted that it wasn't worse than alcohol. And, of course, we all know that it's much more benign than alcohol. But for him to say it wasn't worse than alcohol was a big change in his position.
Really? I don't recall him ever saying that he thought that it was worse than alcohol.
Well, the fact that he never specifically said that, but the fact that he continued to enforce the war on drugs and arrest people for growing plants and selling plants kind of is an indicator that he considered it to be a bad thing. Or at the very least, he refused to say otherwise.
Just following the law, Ian.
Yeah.
Just following the law.
Well, whatever his opinions were
before. I don't make the policy. You need to go talk to Congress.
Well, maybe he held the same opinion before. He probably did. But he wasn't explaining himself. He wasn't talking about his real opinions on this issue. He was making excuses for the continuing war on marijuana, which is the majority of the war on drugs.
Right.
It's a war on pot. Pot's easy to find. It's bulky. It's smelly. It's popular. It's common. So it tends to be the number one drug that they attack in this so-called war on drugs. So he came out. He made this big change of state, this kind of change of statement, this major position shift, and really upset people. I mean, like the war on drugs' own drug czar, right there in the very same White House, came out with a statement the next day denouncing what Barack Obama had said. So even within his own executive administration, there's dissent on this particular viewpoint.
Well, there was a lot of dissent from the U.S. attorneys after it was announced last summer, I think it was, that the federal laws would not be enforced in Colorado and Washington in regards to cannabis.
Right. But even then, there was still some level of enforcement because they said they would still enforce if the state laws were being broken. The feds said they would still enforce if they determined that the state laws were being violated. So they still left themselves kind of an open to
right.
get
if
involved.
We don't think that their regulations are stiff enough is actually what,
that's what
was
it was
said.
Yeah, thank you for that.
If we sort of like what's going on in California, where the rules on dispensaries are very lax, that's why the DEA is going in raiding dispensaries.
They're
even though it's regulated, it's not regulated
enough
up to what we think it should be.
Right. They want their DEA standards to be the standards rather than whatever the state government's
right.
laws. So, again, this was a big week for marijuana news because of Obama shifting his position on this. Now, we know this guy's just a politician. He's licked his finger. He's stuck it up in the air, and he's figured out the political winds are blowing in a different direction on marijuana, finally, right? I mean, the polling numbers have been showing for years that Americans have been friendly towards the idea of legalization.
Well, see, now he doesn't have to worry about getting reelected.
That's true.
So he can, you know, come out and reveal himself to be the
right.
true hero and champion of everything.
Now he can finally
lead the
parade.
And this is going to happen once we elect Rand Paul twice. During that second half of his second term,
yeah, 8 years
then
later.
Liberty will happen.
So kind of we got into detail on that earlier this week, but there was a three-page long essay on the Washington Times website by this Ernest Iztook guy, and this was just basically Iztook essentially echoing everything, all the classic drug war propaganda about marijuana, that it's more dangerous than cigarettes, that it's more dangerous than alcohol, that teenagers, he really said, and I don't have the exact quote, but he really suggested and almost came right out and said that alcohol is okay for teenagers to drink, but marijuana is dangerous, that marijuana hurts teen brains, but alcohol doesn't, he says in this. He didn't come right out and say teenagers should drink, but he said that it's safer to use alcohol as a teenager than marijuana. And I'm sorry, I don't believe that for a moment.
So the drug that has been responsible for countless hundreds of thousands of deaths,
well, he didn't say that it wasn't
safer than the drug that has never caused a death from overdose in all of human recorded history.
Right. Obviously, alcohol has led to a lot of car crashes and alcohol poisoning as well. But his statement was about it affecting the brain permanently. Yeah, it'll affect your brain. I'm sure he would admit that it would affect your brain in the instant, in the moment when you're drunk. But he was trying to say that long-term marijuana is going to hurt teens' brains, but alcohol wouldn't. Well, guess what? Now here we are just a few days later. There's a story coming out of Reuters, their science divisions, researchers at UC San Diego and the University of Pittsburgh have announced the results of a study that shows regular marijuana use doesn't damage brain tissue, while routine drinking does. The brains of 92 young people ages 16 to 20 were scanned by UC San Diego researchers over 18 months. The participants with histories of alcohol and marijuana use, about half, continued using. The other half abstained or maintained minimal use. The study observed physical brain tissue, not overall performance of the participants. The before and after scans showed that teens drinking at least 5 drinks per week had reduced brain tissue health, possibly leading to declines in attention span, memory, and decision making. The brain tissue of teens who used only marijuana up to 9 times per week, that's pretty frequent. If you're smoking pot every day, there's nobody that could argue you aren't a regular...
Twice on Saturday and Sunday,
yeah.
Presumably. Just doing the math of 9 divided by 7, that
yep,
would
and,
be...
And add 2 more, yeah.
You know, pretty much once per day and twice on 2 days.
That's more often than a lot of people smoke pot. I mean, that's a fairly
yes.
heavy marijuana
now,
user.
Now, the question about the 5 drinks per week...
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of teenagers that drink are not going to drink during the week.
That's true.
They will only drink on weekends.
Correct.
So does this take into account the binging on the weekends as opposed to if someone has 1 drink each day during the week?
I don't have the answer for that.
Okay.
I would suggest you probably are right that they're bulking them together in a couple of days on those drinks. But we'll continue here with some of the results of this brain scanning. 855, 453. Now, am I advocating that teenagers go out and do any of this stuff? No, I'm not. But what I am saying is that this is fascinating because it contradicts the kind of classic viewpoint that marijuana is more dangerous than alcohol to teenagers. Their brains are developing, is what they always say.
Yeah.
We're coming up here in moments. This is Free Talk Live.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex. And we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-648-5421. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-648-5421. That's 877-648-5421.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95. On sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu-fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Toll-free number here is 855-453, and that is the Pro XPN toll-free line, 855-450. 3733 tonight. It's Ian here.
And Daryl.
Of course, you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. And you can actually create the content on the front page of the website. There's so much stuff there that was put there by listeners like you. You find something online that you want to share with us, you submit it to freetalklive.com and appears on the site, and then becomes subject to voting. You get to vote on the things you like, vote them up, and if you don't like something, you can vote it down. The top story on the site right now, perhaps the most brilliant parody of crony capitalism ever, Meet the Cronies. I don't know what that is. I haven't had a chance to look at it yet. It's a video. You can put on a YouTube video link or a news article or whatever, blog post. You just link to it, and then other people vote it up or down, and you can do that over that at freetalklive.com. Like the rest of the features on our site, it's totally free. Now, freedomcam.net has a groundbreaking product that'll give you the best all-around protection when you're in your car. This is a device that I have in the car that that I drive, and you sometimes drive that car as well.
Yes.
So every time we get behind the wheel, we're protected by the Freedom Cam because it's there recording everything that goes on in front, so over the hood of the car, and also records inside the cab. Simultaneously, two cameras are recording at all times. It's also a GPS device. Essentially, it's a black box and a dash cam all in one. So when it's recording, it's also recording your route. It's recording your speed. It'll display it back on a map for you. So if somebody else is driving the car or you want to know where you were going, or let's say you've got a teenager that's going to take the car out for a night, you want to know where they've been, you can check that out with the Freedom Cam. There's all kinds of neat things you can do with this device. Freedomcam.net. But the most important thing about it is it's recording, and it records audio. So if you get pulled over, this is the best objective record of whatever it is that goes on between you and the police officer. Freedomcam.net. You can go there to learn more about it, and you can buy it with Bitcoin. You can buy it with cash, too, but they also take Bitcoin over at freedomcam.net. So we've been talking about a shocking study, something that I think a lot of people are going to be surprised about, especially those who are those who perpetuate this insane war on drugs, which, of course, is mostly a war on marijuana. And young people are disproportionately targeted in comparison to older folks as far as marijuana or other drug-related enforcement. And as a result of that, people get criminal records, all because they had a plant in their pocket. And the excuse is, well, the marijuana's bad for young people. Well, whoa, we can't. Okay, sure, they're legalizing pot in Colorado, but you have to be 21 and up. We wouldn't want people under the age of 21 getting a hold of marijuana. They've got developing brains, and marijuana could hurt their brains.
Well, the funny thing about that is, why pick the arbitrary age of 21? Because I've seen studies that claim that the brain's not fully developed until you're 25.
Yeah.
So why not make it 25?
Well, why not? I guess there's more money in it if you do it at 21, because more people can legally buy it.
You know, why don't we just make the age of adulthood 26, because that's what the feds are doing with the whole Affordable Care Act. Oh, Ian, You can be on your parents' insurance until you're 26 years old.
Well, there are a number of factors that kind of point to this, the extension of childhood, that there are certain people in society and government that want to extend the idea of being a child for longer, or being young and not having responsibility and not being able to fully take care of yourself. There are some people, of course, are still at home into their 30s with their parents.
Yeah.
The idea of adult children is not uncommon these days.
And this is one of the things. When we had the conversation a couple of months ago about being able to extend the average lifespan of humans, and I said that if the lifespan on average increases from near 80 years old to 160, I don't think humans would be twice as productive. And that's mostly what I meant, is because the, what is considered a child would be extended. Because think about it, it was roughly 100 years ago, people were considered adults at 13 or 14 years old.
They were getting married, and they were
and now
starting businesses.
Into the early 20s.
Right, so what you're suggesting is if people live to 160, that they
childhood would be into
a
50.
Child until they're 50 or 40 or something like that. Well, I hope that things don't go in that direction. I would hope that we see more of a development back in the other direction where young people are... I think this, the fact that we have government schools keeps young people childlike for longer because they're forced to be around a bunch of other children, and so who could be surprised if they act bratty and act out when all they're around for the most part are a bunch of, hooligans all day long.
Yeah, and you should thank the government because before there were government schools, kids were having to get jobs when they were 13 to raise their family.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with working at a young age.
Nor do I.
For me, when I was able to finally get a legal job, I had already been working at my mom's shop. She runs a thrift store in Florida. And I'd been working there as a kid on the summers. Every week I would be
4 or 5 years old.
No, not that young. I mean, I certainly was in the store at that young, but definitely 7, 8, 9, 10. I mean, I had started running cash register at a fairly young age. And so I already had some skills as far as customer service and cash register operation when I started working at Kmart at 16. And when I really got into working, and I was able to work more at Kmart, obviously, because my mom only worked 2 days a week previously. So for me, that was a major maturing factor for me, was being able to go out and work and have that level of responsibility where you got somewhere to be, you got to be there on time. If you don't make it on time, you're going to get fired. And there was a lot that came out of that. Anyway, we've gone astride from the story here over at CIR.ca. The story is about a study that is going to be a shocker to a lot of people. So UC San Diego and University of Pittsburgh have done a study on 92 young people ages 16 to 20 that shows that the brain tissue of teenagers who used only marijuana up to 9 times per week showed no physical damage, while those who were drinking at least 5 drinks per week had reduced brain tissue health, possibly leading to declines in attention span, memory, and decision-making. Quote from one of the study's authors, Joanna Jacobus, if teens decrease their tissue health and cognitive ability to inhibit themselves, they might become more likely to engage in risky behavior like excessive substance use. They said that alcohol use becomes a cycle because teens who drink regularly damage areas of the brain that influence self-control and judgment. She said marijuana may not be as harmful in part because different strains of the plant have varying intensities, and some may actually have neuroprotective effects. What's that mean? It means it'll protect their brain. Research. Now, again, this is an early study. This is one study. It needs to be duplicated, but it's interesting. Researchers couldn't definitively say why alcohol was damaging while marijuana was not, and cautioned that more research was needed. They couldn't say if the damaged brain tissue was permanent either. The study will be published in the journal Alcoholism, Clinical and Experimental Research. The National Institutes of Health released results of a survey December 18th that showed nearly 23% of 12th graders said they had smoked marijuana in the last month. Survey found about 6.5% of high school seniors smoke marijuana daily, up from 6% a decade ago and 2.4% in 1993. So teenagers using marijuana more often, but despite all the fear-mongering, it looks like it's not dangerous, at least according to this study.
Or as dangerous as it was believed to have been.
These teens smoked 9 times per week, and they couldn't find any kind of damage in this study, which was studying 92 young people. That's a decent sample size. There's more coming up here. You can share your thoughts. It's Free Talk Live.
New year, new website, new ways to protect your health and privacy. To thank you for our recent success, BlockItPocket.com is extending our holiday offers. See these new, get one free New Year deals only at BlockItPocket.com and only through January 31st. Enhance cell phone and wireless device safety and security with products that work from a family-owned American business. Call or click 888-315-9618 or BlockItPocket.com, your source for wireless protection and information.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. Or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live. Bring up whatever you want here toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Some more shocking news, actually, in relation to marijuana coming out of the federal government. We'll get to that here when we get a chance, but your calls come first. We're going to go to the phones next. First, I want to tell you about ProXPN. They are the sponsor of our toll-free telephone number, which is 855-450-FREE. And ProXPN is a global virtual private network, and you can get access to this network, which encrypts your internet communications, protecting you from online spying like by your internet service provider, who's probably logging every website you visit, every search term you enter for up to 5 years. You're going to get protected from that if you're using ProXPN, and you can get it for as little as $5 a month by using our discount code. You'll save 20% off the price of their premium account, which you can go and get a free account right now at proxpn.com/FTL. The premium account gives you unlimited bandwidth, and there's no limits on the types of services that you can run. So if you want to do torrenting, you can't do that with their free account, but you can with the premium account, proxpn.com/FTL. Remember this discount code, FTL20. That saves you 20% for the lifetime of the account, bringing the cost down to $5 a month if you buy the annual plan with that discount code. That's FTL20, discount code for 20% off at proxpn.com/FTL. There's an app for Windows, Mac, there's iOS and Android apps, as well as instructions to help you get it working with Linux. A little bit different for Linux setup, but it's pretty easy. So go to proxpn.com/FTL to get started. If you want to pay with Bitcoin, you can save 33% off of the price of the annual plan, so all kinds of discounts available. proxpn.com/FTL. Remember code FTL20 for that 20% off discount for the lifetime of the account. Plus, you've got nothing to lose. There's a risk-free 7-day money-back guarantee. Go ahead and give it a shot at proxpn.com/FTL. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. E-Rod's listening in Georgia. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Yeah, hey, Ian, Daryl.
Hello,
hey,
E-Rod.
Yeah, hey.
E-Rod going
sorry.
Once.
Hello?
E-Rod
hello?
Going
hello?
Twice.
Hello?
Hey, there you are. We've got you.
Can you hear me?
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay, great. Yeah, hey. Hey, I'm sorry for switching gears here on you real
no
quick.
No worries.
But I'm kind of agitated about something.
All right.
So the other day, you know, I'm going through my, in fact, just yesterday, I'm going through my mail. So I get this letter from my local municipality, you know, the court system, and it's addressed to my daughter. My daughter's in college in Texas. I call her up, ask her, hey, this looks official. Can I open it up? She says, sure, go open it up. So anyway, it's a subpoena. Okay, to appear. Okay, now, so I open it up, and you know what? I don't know whether or not the subpoenas are written like this in all areas, but I was really shocked and really pissed off at the wording of the subpoena. Can I read you the first sentence of this?
Please.
Here it goes. You are hereby commanded.
Yes.
You are commanded that laying all other business aside, you are to appear at blah, 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 blah the next day. I mean, like, what? Really? They are telling me you are commanded. They're commanding my daughter or anybody that gets a subpoena to be somewhere. And I'm reading this thing and I'm saying, what? What is this? I mean, this sounds like some 16th century, you know, kingdom where, you know, you are commanded, you are summoned to the king. You know, I'm like, what the hell is this? Okay, now, it gets worse. Now, further on, you know, every time the government, you know, requests or makes a command of you, oh, okay, up comes the threat. Here comes the threat. Here it is. Now, and I'm reading directly from it right now in bold letters. Herein, fail not. Herein, fail not under penalty of $300. I mean, can you believe this? I mean, show up. Herein, fail not. You will pay $300. What the hell is this?
Word subpoena, like, you know, does come from the Latin that means under penalty.
Exactly. I mean, what are we living in? This is supposed to be America, land of the free, home of the brave, and you have them organization that's going to, number one, tell you, I command you to show up. I mean, like,
that's
what the hell is that? And then, herein, fail not. And then, you know, you get punished. I mean, I don't know. The average person, I don't know if this is written the same way in every single municipality, but the average
probably.
Person,
if not, they're going to use the word ordered. I've certainly seen you are ordered to appear, which is essentially the same thing. And I'm surprised that it doesn't say you'd be in contempt of court rather than just a $300 fine. That seems like pretty lightweight penalty.
Yeah, but what if I say no? Okay, so my daughter's in college, right? And so, okay, it's going to cost me $400 for a round-trip ticket. You want her to appear in court. Well, what if she doesn't want to? See, this is what the system doesn't allow for you to say no. Some attorney, a prosecuting attorney, and I actually found out today that it's some DUI case. You know, she was in a car with somebody else. She got hit. She was a witness. They just wanted to be a witness. So what if she says, you know what? I'm busy. I don't want to. Or what if she says, you know, I got finals that week. What if I'm burying my mother? What if I got the biggest,
it doesn't matter, peon. You will do as you are told, or we will put your daughter in a jail cell.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. And the average person, I mean, probably agrees with it. I mean, am I the only kook that says, like, what the hell is this? You're commanding me?
No, you're not. definitely not the only. You're definitely not the only one. It's disgusting. It's a real. And you're right. It's interesting you say that it kind of harkens back to the 16th century. The legal system hasn't really changed that much in that amount of time. Yeah, okay, you can call them on the phone today, but there's a lot that hasn't changed. They still write everything down. They're just now learning how to use computers in a lot of courthouses. I remember once I called a court up and I said, hey, I can't make it down there to get this to you in time for whatever it was. Can I fax this motion to you? No, we can't accept faxes. You can only come down in person or send it via postal mail.
If thou hast a carrier pigeon, thou can't use that.
Right, exactly. You know what? When I read this, you know what the visual I had in my mind is these two guys in these shorts, these like puffy little balloon things, and the leotard, and they got this long skinny horn. We hereby, you know, summons you to the king's palace. I mean, like, what the F is going on? And this
it's
is
crazy.
America 2014. Unbelievable.
I share your frustration, Ira.
And Ian, you said that you're surprised that it's not contempt.
Yeah.
In most places, failing to comply with a subpoena is its own criminal charge.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
contempt is an inherent power of the court,
right?
Not an actual statutory charge.
That's correct.
Yeah, but you know what? You know, if they insist on having her come there, I am going to tell them, if you actually want, you pay for her ticket. I'm not going to pay for it. She's a college student. You know, she doesn't have any money. I've got to pay for it. You want her to come, then you pay for it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to see how it goes from there.
From where to where would she need to travel?
I'm in Georgia, and this is where the case is at, in Georgia. She's
okay,
in
yeah, Texas.
Texas
to Georgia is not
she's
exactly a short trip.
No, she's in Texas, okay? So I've got to pay for her from Texas to come to Georgia.
It's okay? Ridiculous.
You know,
it's absolutely ridiculous. And what would happen if she had never received this, right? Because they had her last known address from back whenever this incident happened. She probably gave it to some police officer on the scene, and it was on her driver's license or something like that. She's moved since then. You could have moved since then.
Right.
And then what would have happened?
Well, yeah, but not only that, though, is that even if she does appear, so she's appears, so what if she doesn't want to talk? Well, I mean, is there any law? What are they
they can force you to
board her. I
see
sitting there. What did you see? And she can just say, you know what? I really don't want to talk about.
They can force you to testify.
How?
You are only in the United States. Now, I'm not a lawyer, but it's my understanding that the only thing you can use, like the Fifth Amendment, is self-incrimination on or spouse. Okay, so
wait a minute. So you're telling me that if the president of the United States said, "I summons you to the White House because I want to know your opinion on who's going to win the Super Bowl." Oh, I've got to say something?
Well, they wouldn't do it. The president doesn't have those powers, but any judge can do it. And if she doesn't testify, if she says, I don't want to answer that question,
then she can be held in contempt.
They'll hold her in contempt and they'll hold her in jail until she answers the question. Thanks, Erod, for the call. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Now, dial 877-246-0504. That's 877-246-0504. Again, 877-246-0504.
Yesterday, I got a notice from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money, but the notice said if I don't pay it in 30 days, they're going to go into my bank account and take my money, put a lien on my house, and garnish my wages. Can they really do that?
If you owe back taxes, unless you get help, the IRS can do all that and more. Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. Their Fresh Start program that will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS or state have in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. You get a fresh start if you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes. They're so sure they can help you that they'll give you a 20% discount just for calling right now. Dial 877-328-6404. That's 877-328-6404. Again, 877-328-6404.
Great news, Pure Water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Of course, you can bring up anything you want here toll free. And we invite you to participate in the show. You are not commanded to call in and talk. You can consent to be involved, and you can do it at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. In fact, we also provide you with another option, which is Skype. You can Skype into the show at username lrn.fm. We're about to go to Skype here in a moment. Of course, we'll take your calls about absolutely anything, but man, what a frustrating situation. Just to comment further on our last call, who was very concerned over this subpoenaing process.
Yeah.
It's a very disturbing thing to receive a note in the mail from total strangers. You don't know who these people are. Most of them you've probably never met before in your entire life. And they presume to be able to tell you what to do.
Have you ever been subpoenaed?
I mean, I've had jury duty, which is kind of similar in that you are under threat of violence if you don't show up.
Right, but have you ever had to go testify in someone else's trial?
I've never been subpoenaed. I've been asked to testify by other activists who are my friends, and of course I have no problem
with showing up.
So no one has ever written a subpoena to bring my participation.
Well, when I was a security guard in Pennsylvania, I had to go testify in, of all things, a murder trial for a murder that I didn't even know happened, nor did I see happen.
So what was your alleged involvement in the case?
One of the people that was involved in the murder had been at the hospital that I was working at and ran over a parking meter, of all things, in her car. And I wrote an incident report because the hospital's parking meter got ran over.
So they just had to have you verify that that had actually happened or something like that?
The approximate times, yeah. And if I remember, make, model of the car, blah, blah, blah.
How much work did you have to miss in order to go to this thing?
I was actually paid to be there. And
some sort of pittance?
I think it was actually on a scheduled day off.
Well, you got lucky.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
No, it was my regular pay.
What?
Because I was working as a security guard.
Yeah.
And since they subpoenaed everybody at the hospital that dealt with this person, everybody had to show up and everybody was paid because...
Who paid you? The hospital or the court?
The hospital.
The prosecution. Okay. Well, that's unusual, right? Because normally you don't get paid if you get subpoenaed. You might get a fee.
But if it's part of the job. So if you were subpoenaed... Assuming that you had a regular day job,
yeah.
And something happened at that place of employment,
they would have to pay you to go and testify.
That's general procedure, is that if it's part of your job...
But if you're just a
job
college girl who was in a car with somebody who was drunk...
Had I not been at work that day and had seen something and was subpoenaed... Then no, I would not have gotten paid. But because I was at work and wrote an incident report on the thing.
I know that here in New Hampshire, if you subpoena somebody, you do have to cut them a check. There is a fee involved for a witness appearance. So you'll get some sort of pittance. It's like $30 plus the gas. So
yeah.
Depending on how far you have to go, they will compensate you for that.
Well,
I don't know if that's traveling everywhere.
From Texas to Georgia, that should hopefully cover travel expenses.
Maybe. I mean, I don't know what the rules are in Georgia. We don't know. I mean, there's different rules everywhere. Who knows how it plays out? But either way, it's very inconvenient. And everybody's got something better to do with their time than take a day or 5 days or however long off to go and deal with some trial.
Yeah.
Which in many cases may not actually even involve a victim.
Right.
So feel free to share your experiences. 855-450-FREE. And before we go back to your phone calls, I want to make sure you know about CryptoKit. It's kind of like a multi-tool for your browser, your Chrome browser at this moment. They may be expanding to other browsers in the future. And if you aren't a Chrome user, there are certain sort of Chrome derivatives like Chromium. Those will also work. CryptoKit will work with those kind of alternatives.
May work.
I'm told that it does. I haven't tried it personally. But
I use Chromium, and I've had issues on one computer, but not another.
Your mileage may vary, then. But it is designed for Chrome, and you can go and get an instant Bitcoin wallet, secure messaging system, and Bitcoin news and charts all rolled up into one app for Chrome. CryptoKit.com, KryptoKit. CryptoKit.com is the easiest and quickest Bitcoin wallet you'll find. You install this app into Chrome. You click it, and then it generates a Bitcoin address randomly. You just move the mouse around, and then you're done. Then from that point on, whenever you're on a website where there's a Bitcoin address, it knows it. It identifies that. It makes it easy for you to send money, send Bitcoin, to the addresses in question. It's the easiest and quickest wallet to get set up. And in addition to that, the PGP tools built into this make it incredibly easy to do encrypted sending of messages and also emails. I've used PGP more since I've had the CryptoKit extension than I did previous to having the CryptoKit extension. It just makes it so much easier to do PGP. Go check it out. CryptoKit.com, KryptoKit.com. We go to the phones and we go to Skype. In this case, our Skype username is LRN.FM. Andy's on the line in Huntsville.
Hello. How are y'all?
Hey, Andy. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Yeah. The last couple of weeks, you've had several people call in or talk about MDMA treatment for post-traumatic stress disorder.
Yes.
And I'm really happy to hear that this is a conversation that's being started because the research right now is pretty preliminary, but it does seem promising. And I think that with especially with like all the veterans coming back from Afghanistan and Iraq that have PTSD, that maybe this would be a good alternative to help those guys getting their lives back.
It's incredible. I mean, what has been happening with these, like you said, preliminary studies that are showing that after usually one therapy session with MDMA and a psychiatrist, that people could have their PTSD cured. I mean, it's shocking.
Yeah. Yeah, it's great. And of course, like we say, it's preliminary, but it's a good thing to it's a good conversation to be having, because you were talking about marijuana earlier and how it's really not all that bad. Well, MDMA may have some benefits, too, that we haven't really thought about. So I'm hoping some pharmaceutical company will say, hey, maybe we should start making this stuff. They see that there's a lot of folks with PTSD and
well, they can't. I mean, they legally can't make it. They'll be arrested and charged with manufacturing drugs or Schedule II drugs if they do.
Controlled substance is the term that would be used.
Right. So, I mean, I agree with you. The more that we can have experimentation with these drugs in a clinical setting, the more we'll learn about how useful they can be and in which different ways they're useful. In fact, I'm glad you brought this up, Andy, because I've got a related story tonight in my show prep. MAPS, which is...
Great. Oh, yes. I was going to mention them.
Yeah. And I don't know if I've got... What that
MAPS,
actually stands
the
for.
Metro Area Planning Service?
No, it's like the multidisciplinary something psychedelic studies or something like that.
No, okay.
I forget exactly.
It's the Multidisciplinary Association for Psychedelic Studies.
Association, that was the word I was missing. So they have completed their first new therapeutic LSD study, the first new therapeutic LSD study in 40 years, according to altering-perspectives.com. Now, the thing with this is the story is not actually dated. It did come across Facebook today. That's where I saw it. It looks like most of these... Facebook comments were posted within the last two or so hours, so it seems like it's a pretty fresh story. Rick Doblin, who's the founder and president of MAPS, said in a recent Ask Me Anything interview on Reddit, quote, "We've just completed the world's first study of the therapeutic use of LSD in over 40 years in Switzerland, because they can't do that stuff in the U.S., to treat anxiety associated with end-of-life issues. 11 of the 12 suspects had never done LSD before, and there were no... Did I say suspects? I meant subjects. Had never done LSD before, and there were no serious adverse events, even in people facing death. This recently completed Swiss study is truly momentous. It's the first double-blind, placebo-controlled investigation of LSD-assisted psychotherapy since the early 1970s. This pilot study found that two LSD-assisted psychotherapy sessions successfully reduced anxiety in end-of-life patients. These are people who are on their deathbed, essentially. They're preparing to die, and a lot of people are scared about that. That, you know, death is a scary thing for a lot of human beings. So they took these LSD, took two sessions. They took LSD both times with these psychotherapists, and they had an amazing reduction in anxiety. The study was led by Peter Gasser, MD, who wrote a letter to friends and colleagues at its completion. In it, he writes that, quote, all of the 12 participants reported a benefit from the treatment. He continues to say, I'm proud to say that we had 30 sessions, 22 of them with full dose 200 microgram LSD, and 8 of them with placebo dose 20 microgram LSD. No severe side effects such as psychotic experiences or suicidal crisis or flashbacks or severe anxieties like bad trips. That means that we can show that LSD treatment can be safe when it's done in a carefully controlled clinical setting. So the use of LSD in the right setting can help people come to grips with the idea about their imminent demise. Pretty interesting stuff. And Andy, I don't know if you had more you wanted to say. You're welcome to come back here in a moment. We'll bring you back, and we'll continue with more in Hour 2 next.
Smokers, you know cigarettes are killing you. You know that they're an old, smelly nicotine delivery system. The newest method is up to 10,000 times healthier for you. If you smoke, go to Vaporsmiths.com/FTL. Buy the starter kit for under $40. For less than the cost of a carton of cigarettes, you can get 6 cartons worth of e-cig juice with your starter kit. Don't buy another pack of death and misery. Vaporsmiths.com/FTL.
If you've got aches and pain and soreness, it could be chronic inflammation. Listen to Dave talk about Relief Factor 4.
I was in a sawmill accident and suffered with pain and discomfort for 60 years. I heard about Relief Factor 4 and decided to order it. And in 4 days, I was walking without a limp and without pain. I am thrilled.
For more information or to order Relief Factor 4, go online at ReliefFactor4.com. That's ReliefFactor4.com.
If you suffer seasonal or environmental allergies and your doctor has told you that the only answer is medications for the rest of your life, Dr. Peter Glidden has an alternative solution that doesn't involve drugs with terrible side effects.
One of my favorite add-on products to the 90 essential nutrients for people who are suffering with allergies is a product called Cell Shield RTQ. Cell Shield RTQ. The Q in that product stands for a biochemical called quercetin. And quercetin is a natural antihistamine. It doesn't flag out your immune system like antihistamines do.
To manage your allergies without a lifetime of prescription or over-the-counter drugs, order Youngevity's Cell Shield RTQ today by calling 855-347-3696. That's 855-347-3696 or on the web at fireyourmdnow.com. That's fireyourmdnow.com.